Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we have the Feast of Saint Ephrem, and you probably don't know him. Many people would not. He was a deacon, and he ministered to the Christian community in Nisibis, a city repeatedly besieged by the Persian army. Brothers and sisters, he lived austerely in the hillside outside the city, but frequently came into Edessa to refute the heretics. His ardent liturgical hymns are used even today in the liturgies of the Syrian Rite. In 373, it says that Ephrem, alone of the Edessans, was trusted to dispense grain to the famine-ravaged city, and he died shortly thereafter. Saint Ephrem, a voice out of the past, one who followed the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's our call, to follow the Lord. Might be in different forms, obviously, but what we want to do is see where the Lord needs us to share the gospel, not by preaching necessarily, but by our lives, by the way we treat people, by our generosity, our kindness, our mercy. Brothers and sisters, each of us is a sign or called to be a sign of God's presence. Are you? I'm not saying you have to go around and pray all the time, but the virtues and the qualities that God has given us to grow in, are we still growing, or have we given it up? Kindness, meekness, patience, long-suffering. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. Charity, mercy. My goodness. Come, brothers and sisters, let's be friends to our neighbors. Even if we're not close to them, be kind. To people at work, as I've said to you before, or schools, or wherever it is that we work, because God wants to be revealed there. And he is by your kindness, your mercy, your charity, your peacefulness, your hope, your willingness to serve. All those kinds of things make all the difference in the world. So let's take a look at the first reading here from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 4 to 11. Brothers and sisters, such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that of ourselves we are qualified to take credit for anything as coming from us. Rather, our qualification comes from God, who is indeed qualified us as ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter brings death, but the spirit brings life. Now, if the ministry of death carved in letters on stone was so glorious that the children of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of its glory that was going to fade, how much more will the ministry of the Spirit be glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation was glorious, the ministry of righteousness will abound much more in glory. Indeed, what was endowed with glory has come to have no glory in this respect because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was going to fade was glorious, how much more will what endures be glorious? Open your heart. We're all just here for a while. We're all just here for a while. And then that moment of death comes. And we're entered into the new world. Will I be eager to see God? Will I be ashamed? Will I simply not care? Where am I? brothers and sisters. He loves you. He waits for you. Please love him in return. Please draw near to him. I don't mean you have to pray 24/7. I don't mean that. But just in the way you relate to people, when you're at work, when you're at home, when you're taking care of your children, your spouse, in whatever relationship, bring the kindness, the mercy, the wisdom, the peace that comes from God. Insofar as God gives it to you, open your heart. Psalm 99 tells us, "Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he." Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. From the pillar of cloud he spoke to him. They heard his decrees and the law he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. A forgiving God you were to them, though requiting their misdeeds. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his holy mountain. For holy is the Lord our God. Give God some time every day. Every day. Give God some time. Whatever your work is, can make that time vary, but it doesn't mean that you can't pray. You have many children. That takes up a lot of time. Offer all your work for him. Spend 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night thanking him. He will hear you. Teach me your paths, my God, and guide me in your truth. What's most important to God? What's most important to him? That we know him, love him, serve him, because he knows that it will lead us to eternal life and eternal happiness. He's not being selfish. He's pointing out the way. And the world tells us all other kinds of things are going to help us or make them better. And maybe it makes something better for a day, but it doesn't last. It does not last. We want the happiness that lasts forever. We want to prepare ourselves in this life to meet him and to live with him forever, because that is going to happen. That's not a fairy tale. It's the truth. Open your hearts. And let's look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. It's a short one. Chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Brothers and sisters, he loves us. He cares about us. He loves us, brothers and sisters. There is no doubt of his love. No doubt. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but sometimes we feel, don't we? We feel like, how am I going to get through this day? How am I going to deal with this person? How am I going to accomplish this work that I have to do? Things weigh on us sometimes, and they weigh heavily upon us. Do you go to the Lord right then? Right then, even as you're walking out the door, Or even, as I've said before, as you're walking into an office building, ask him, Lord, help me. Show me the way. I want to be your disciple. Show me how to do this. I don't understand. We can be angry. We can be angry. But we don't take it out on other people. We act, Lord, what do you want me to do now? He helps us. It doesn't mean he's there and answers every question. But when we're really in a struggle, or someone might walk into the room and say, hey, I found a solution to the problem we have. In some way, God will help you. Just keep saying, Lord, help me. Show me. Might be a secretary who caused the problem who comes to you and says, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'll do the best I can to fix it. And you say, thank you very much. That means a lot. You don't have to get angry. We don't have to shout. We can peacefully seek reconciliation and move ahead a better person than we were before. He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. I just think, brothers and sisters, I just think how hard it would be to go through this life without God. There'd be nothing at the end of it for anybody. We'd just be as angry and as beaten up and as whatever, and we have no one to care for us. But brothers and sisters, we do. Our Lord sees us and knows us in every detail. He knows us. Don't be afraid of him. Come near. Bring your problems, bring your difficulties, bring your challenges. Bring your young children to know him at an early age. Help them to know him. Introduce them to who God is. He loves you, and he wants to care for you. But he likes it, you know, if we put forth the effort. We don't just sit back and say, okay, God, do it for me. No, we ask God what to do. We follow him. He's not going to be like a puppet, but he'll be there as you move ahead, doing what you honestly think you should do. Do it with open heart and watch what God does. Watch how he cares for us. It might be through another person. It might be through something you see on TV or hear on the radio. It might be your wife or your husband. God can come to us in all kinds of ways. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart more and more to God, who loves you without price. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.